neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says women and youth in southern Africa are hit hardest by droughts and floods. He was speaking yesterday at the start of the 58th Plenary Assembly of the Southern African Development Community Parliamentary Forum in Durban. The focus of the meeting is the impact of climate change in the region and the role of parliaments in mitigating and adapting to it. The forum, which runs until Wednesday, aims to strengthen regional laws and protect vulnerable communities. Lawmakers and civil society groups from 15 SADC countries will discuss disaster response and water management.
During periods of crisis, they have limited access to relief and decision-making processes. Additionally, youth and adults and girls, along with young people in general, are frequently associated with disrupted education and heightened vulnerability. Consequently, climate-related hazards such as floods and droughts can cause damage to schools' infrastructure or compel households to withdraw children, particularly girls, from schools.
Police say three suspects who were killed in a shootout in Emagozi in northern KZN last night were wanted for murder. They're allegedly behind a 2023 murder that happened in the area, as well as another that took place in Ingwavuma in October. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says officers received intelligence that the men were at Pelindaba. He says when police approached, the suspects opened fire.
To protect themselves and residents, police returned fire and a shootout ensued. During the shootout, two suspects were shot and fatally wounded at the scene. Four suspects were taken to a nearby health facility, where one of them was declared dead upon arrival. Two firearms were found in the possession of the suspects. One of the firearms had a serial number partially filed off. While preliminary investigations revealed that the other firearm was a police firearm, which was reported as a lost firearm at Newlands East in April 2009.
Moving to Mpumalanga province, police have rearrested one of six suspects who escaped from custody in Lydenburg over the weekend. Clayton Flank was nabbed near a sports ground in Kalsville yesterday following a tip-off from the community. He's expected to appear in the Mashishing court today, facing charges of escape from lawful custody. Police say a manhunt continues for the remaining five suspects who were initially detained on serious charges including murder and rape. In other news, SARS Commissioner Edward Kieswetter has called for the prosecution of all those implicated in the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry, as well as Parliament's Ad Hoc Committee on Alleged Corruption. He was speaking to Newsroom Africa after receiving the Kathi Award by the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation for his commitment to public service. Kieswetter warned that corruption threatened SARS as well as public funds.
Think about it, Mr. 2 billion. People who have no shame to put in bids to obtain procurement for which they have not followed a process. Not only that we have well-run commission and a committee in Parliament, but that we are sure that they face the consequence of their action.
Your top story this hour, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says women and youth in southern Africa are hit hardest by droughts and floods. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.